Hello, Christine.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for letting me talk to you.
You bet.
I kind of want to run a... I'd like to have your opinion about something that's going on. My husband had a heart murmur detected about 2 years ago.
He's
88 years old, and he doesn't have any symptoms, you know, the tiredness or the fatigue or any of it. So then he's done the treadmill test, and he's gone longer than most go. He went to 7 instead of 5 minutes. But to go to the end of this, the doctor seems to think he should have the surgery for the heart murmur.
Okay.
And we're just tossing this around. We just can't understand, you know, why he feels well. He doesn't have the symptoms. He eats well. He's very thin. He walks a mile a day. He works outside, chops wood, mows the whole thing. Actually,
wow,
he does
take
vitamin B12 too. So isn't that interesting? Anyway, what do you do I'm not medical, and you have a medical person. He is not, this doctor is not into preventive medicine, incidentally. He doesn't believe in vitamins. So we're kind of working with someone that's, so what do you think about this?
Well, Christine, there are quite a number of different types of heart murmurs. I mean, when we talk about heart murmur, it means there's an abnormal heart sound that is, you know, coming through the stethoscope. Typically, and if there is some kind of valvular blockage, or you know, at that age of 88, a lot of times cholesterol plaque and plaque can build up around the leaflets of the valve and cause problems. So you get sort of some of your blood going backwards through the heart vessels, and that, you know, obviously he may not get symptoms from that until it gets quite severe. So that's probably what they're trying to look at. Now, do you know any other names for the murmur that it was called?
I know it's the valve. It starts with a B. B A C. What is that? B A C something.
Bicuspid.
No, maybe that's something else. No, all I know is that he just said it's the heart valve. It's more complicated, I guess, than just a heart valve. I guess there's all other things it could be. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, it might require a little more in-depth analysis of what's going on, but. If his, if his heart is pumping through the valve, and there's blood, not getting through adequately, and then you get unoxygenated blood, say going into the lungs, and you can get pretty tired when that gets worse and worse. So, so it's a little bit complicated. You know, it's kind of like a plumbing issue. If the heart isn't efficient at distributing the blood, both oxygenated and unoxygenated, it can be a problem. Yeah. Now there are definitely some things he could do to help the efficiency of the heart. You know, things like, acetyl glutathione can help improve circulation, taurine. Acetyl glutathione, it's called. I'm sorry.
Oh, glutathione.
I'm sorry. Acetylcarnitine is what I'm thinking.
Oh, carnitine. Acetyl,
yes. Acetylcarnitine is something that improves circulation through the vessels. And does he have any kind of arrhythmia, or is it just this valvular issue?
No, he doesn't have any. That's a problem. There is one incident where his pulse rate went down to 40, and then it's, of course, gone back up. That only lasted for a couple of days, and it was sporadic. And that the doctor said that could be a sign of something, you know, happening more. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's very unusual for it to go down that low.
Yeah. And I would encourage you to, you know, see a naturopathic physician who specializes in that. We could definitely help him, I think, at the Tahoma Clinic, but I'm thinking, you know, acetyl-carnitine and CoQ10.
And he takes that.
He does. Okay, good.
Yes.
And of course, magnesium would probably be helpful, but.
It's magnesium complex. Actually, Dr. Wright recommended that a couple of years we were talking to him. Not about this. We didn't know he had the heart murmur. So,
yeah.
And he does take that magnesium complex. So.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So in essence, what you're telling me is that probably the surgery is where it's going to go eventually.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how bad the plaquing is and how much, you know, how much it's limiting his circulation, because sometimes if he's getting ankle swelling and, you know, more systemic issues, although he's pretty active, huh?
Well, see, that's just the problem. He doesn't have any of that. I mean,
yeah.
That's not a problem. It's wonderful. He's very, very thin. And, you know, so that's, but, and actually when I asked the doctor how he knew there was plaque, he kind of wasn't able to tell me. So is there tests that they should be doing more to find out more? I just feel like there's not enough being tested to make sure that it really is. How do you know there's plaque there? How can they tell there's plaque?
Normally they do like a angiogram or an echocardiogram to detect things like that. And yeah, and that, you know, he may be very stable and could postpone the surgery, but that would definitely be the call from the cardiologist, I think.
Okay. And you've just helped me a lot here, because I think, you know, I've actually been trying to not have him do it, because I think, oh my goodness, he doesn't have symptoms. But the doctor said, well, down the road, if he had the surgery, it'd be a lot worse than doing it now.
Yeah.
In other words, you know,
every
year you add your age. So.
That's true.
That helps me a lot. You know, it's so puzzling trying to make a decision about something that's this serious.
Yeah, it really is.
I know the surgery is, you know, it's chancy. You can 1 to 6%, he said, you could die, but that's pretty high as far as I'm concerned. you've helped me a lot. You've helped me to get this straight.
We've been back
and forth. So you've given me a lot of good medical information. So
thanks for calling, Christine. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.